This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim Habayim. Welcome everyone. We continue Mishnah Yoimis. We're learning Maseches Soita, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yedalid, and Tes Vav. The Fomo Shel Aspasianos, in the War of Aspasianos, the War of Vespasian, 3 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni, Gozru, the sages decreed Al Atreis Chasanim about the crowns of grooms, that they made crowns for grooms on the day of their chuppah. They made a gzerah not to make them. The Al Ha'eros, which is a type of musical instrument that produced a clear, strong sound, they decreed not to use it at a party to diminish simcha. But Poma Shel Titus, the war of Titus, who conquered Yerushalayim and burned the base of Mikdash, Gazu Al Atres Kalos, they decreed on the crowns of Kalos that they should not adorn themselves on the day of their chuppah. And that a person should not teach their son Yavanis, which is a type of ramazim and riddles the Brais and the Gemara brings, that they decreed that because of a story that when the kings of the Hashmonai sieged against each other, Hyrcanus was on the outside, Aristobulus was on the inside, and they would every day lower money in a box, and they would send up the kvasim for the carbon tamid, and there was a zaken who knew Yavanis, that he said, as long as they're involved in the avodah, you will not be able to be delivered into their hands. So the next day, they lowered a dinar in the box, and they sent up a pig, and Eretz Yisrael trembled, 400 parsa. So at that time, there were geyser, curses someone who raises a pig, and curses someone who teaches their son Yavanis. Even though the kings of the Chashanam proceeded many years before the Pomus of Titus, but maybe until then, the people did not accept the Gzeirah, and at the Pomus of Titus, they were geyser again. The Pomus HaAchrin, the final war that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Gazu, they decreed Shalei Teitze HaKala Ba'Aperion B'Teicho Ir, that a Kala should not go out with, on the day of her chuppah, she should not go out from her father's house to the house of her husband with a Oihel of Talisois made out of gold. Rabbi Sinu Hitir Shalei Teitze HaKala Ba'Aperion B'Teicho Ir, and the rabbis allowed the Kala to go out with this Aperion. Final Mishnah Masechta Soita Mishameis Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Meir died, Batlu Moshele Mishalim. Those who were able to give parallels ceased. Rabbi would darshan when he would speak one third halacha, one third haggadah, one third Mishalim. Mishameis Ben Azai, when Ben Azai died, Batlu Hashakdanim. People who were diligent ceased. Ben Azai was a great Shakdan. When he didn't get married, he said to anyone who had accusations against him, "What do you want from me?" Navshi chashka batoya. Mishameis ben Zayma, when ben Zayma died, batlu hadarshanim. Those who knew how to darshan ceased. Like in the Gemara in Brachos, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, loizochisi sheteyamer yitzias mitzrayim ad shedrasha ben Zayma. Mishameis Rabbi Shua, from when Rabbi Shua died, pasko tavi min ha'olam. Goodness ceased from the world. Mishameis Rav and Shem Gamlia, when Rav Shem Gamlia died, ba goivai v'rabut sarais, locust came and tragedy increased. Mishameis Rav Elazar ben Azaria, when Rav Elazar ben Azaria died, pasak ha'oishem en hachachamim, wealth ceased from the sages. Rav Elazar ben Azaria was very great in chachma and oishar. Mishameis Rav Yekiva, when Rav Yekiva died, batal kavod ha'Torah. Kavod HaTorah ceased. How? Because Rabbi Akiva darshaned every thorn, on every thorn of the Torah, mounds and mounds of halacha. Mishameis Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, when Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa died, batlu anshe maisa. Anshe maisa, meaning anshe moifes. Rabbi Chanina was a great tzaddik and he did wondrous things. Mishameis Rabbi Yosei Katnusa, when Rabbi Yosei Katnusa died, Pasku Chasidim, righteous people ceased. V'lam Nekur Shmai Katnusa, why was it called Katnusa? Katnusan Shal Chasidim. He was from the last of the Chasidim. Mishames Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai died, batel ziv hachachma, the splendor of wisdom ceased. He was a chacham b'chachmas ha'olam. Mishames Rabbi Gamliel hazaken Rabbi Gamliel, the elder died, batel kavra Torah, honor for the Torah ceased. Umesa tara uprishas. Until Rabbi Gamliel, people used to learn standing, and once he died, people began learning sitting. So kavra Torah ceased. Umehem tara uprishas. And purity and separation ceased. Mishames Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi, when Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi died, batal ziv hakuhuna, the splendor of the kuhuna ceased. Mishames Rabbi, when Rabbi, the redactor of the Mishnah, died, batla anava, humility ceased. V'yiras ched and fear of sin. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair said, Mishacharav beis hamikdash, when the temple was destroyed, boishu chaverim. Shame covered the face of Talmidei Chachamim who were medaktik b'mitzvos, uvnei choyren, and those of great lineage were ashamed, v'chafu roisham, and their heads were embarrassed, v'nedaldulu anshei maisa, and the strength of men of great deeds diminished, v'gavru bali zora bali lashon, and powerful men and people who are Bali Lashon became strong. Ve'in Doiresh, nobody sought them out. Ve'in Mavakesh, nobody requested them. Ve'in Shayel, meaning nobody worried about these matters. Amilanu Lishan, who could we lean on? Only Alavinu Shvashem and our Father in Heaven. Rabbi Lezer Agado, I'm Rabbi Lezer Agado, send me Yom Shachar Beis Hamikdash from the day that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Shiroi Chakimai Lamehevi Kisafraya. The Chachomim were downgraded to be like Malamde Mikra. Visafraya Kichazanaya. And the Malam de Mikra were downgraded to be like Soifrim, to be like Chazanim, like the Shamish, the Chazanaya Ka'amad Ara, and the Chazanim like Ameh Aretz, the Amad Ara Ozlov Nedadon, the Ameh Aretz diminished. Ve'in Mavakesh, nobody prayed for them. Al mi yesh lishan, who could we rely on? Only Alavinu Shabashamayim. Be'ikvois Mashiach, on the end of the Galus before Mashiach comes, Chutzpah Yiske, Chutzpah will proliferate. V'yoyker Yamir, and there'll be, the prices will go up, there'll be inflation. Hagefen titein peria v'hayayin b'yoker, even though the vine will produce, but still wine will be very expensive. V'hamalchus tehafach l'minos, the government will turn heretical. V'ein toichecha, no one will be able to rebuke them. Beis vad yiloznus, the gathering place of the sages will be a house of promiscuity. V'hagalil yechrav, the Galilee will be destroyed. V'hagavlon yishaim. Gavlon is the name of a place. Will be desolate. Some say it's the Golan and the Bashan. V'anshei hagvul, and the people of the Galil, yisovu me'erlei ablai chanon, will circle from city to city, and no one will have mercy on them. V'chachmas soifrim tisrach, the wisdom of the sages will be ashamed. V'yirei chet yima'asu, and those who fear sin will be despised. V'ha'emes tehei ne'aderas, and truth will be lacking. Na'arim pnei zekenim yalbinu. The youth will shame the elders. Zekenim yamdu mnei katanim. The elders will stand for the young. Ben menaval av, a son will disparage the father. Bas kamab ima, a daughter will stand up against her mother. Kala b'chamaisa, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Oyvei ish anshe beisai, the men of one, the residents of one's household will be a person's enemy. Pnei hador k'pnei kelev, the leaders of the generation will be brazen like a dog. Haben einu misbayish aviv, a child will not be embarrassed from the father. V'al mi yesh lanu lishayin, who could we rely on? Only Alavinu Shemashamayim. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that this is not a happy ending, that who could we rely on? Only our Father in Heaven. But this itself is a great curse, because we do have recourse. There is something we could do. We could rely on the Torah. The Torah is the source of all blessing. Through the Torah, we could recover and reverse the curse. But by throwing our hands up and saying we have no one to rely on except for Hashem, this in a way is the greatest curse of all, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Reb Pinchas ben Yair says, HaTorah Zrizos, alacrity in performing mitzvahs, mavilo de nekis, brings to cleanliness in all from all sin. Cleanliness brings to purity, purity of heart and thought. Purity brings to separation from the mundane. Separation brings to holiness. Holiness brings to humility. Humility brings to fear of sin. Fear of sin brings to saintliness. Saintliness brings to the divine spirit. The divine spirit brings to the resurrection of the dead. The resurrection of the dead comes through Eliyahu. May he be remembered for the good. Amen. This concludes Maseches Sota. May Hashem give us Siyata Deshmaya to learn and to know all of Seder, Nashim, and all of Shisha Sidra Mishnah, V'chol HaTorah Kula.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.